Welcome to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Svetslav from the Netherlands, and we're zeroing in on specific qualities that make a strong marriage. This actually comes from my book, Activate Your Marriage, that we're drawing these truths from, and we're trying to apply them to family life, because we know that strong marriages are very important for strong families. So, Elena, welcome. I'm glad you're with me today.
Hi, Dr. Scott. Very nice to be together again. And indeed, very nice to be again focusing on marriage and talking about your book. And especially in this day and age, I think it's such a such an important area for families to be thinking about. So I'm really excited to talk about today about a new topic. We will look at chapter 6 in your book for those of you who have the book, and for those of you who've read it. We are looking at developing thoughtfulness, looking at how we can consider details in the marriage. And I'm very excited to be talking with Dr. Scott, because I know he's really keen on, you are a man of detail, Dr. Scott. Is that not so?
Well, it is true. Details are important. I'm a visionary kind of person, but I learned early on that caring or showing care to people is in the details. And so that became the basis for this chapter. When we think about the details, we're really showing someone that we care, whether it's customer service in a business, or it's in working with our children. But we're going to zero in on spouses, because if we can focus on them and the details that are going on in their lives, it just increases the closeness that we experience.
Yeah. And you are mentioning, you are giving in the book two different ways in which you kind of describe thoughtfulness and the way we consider details. I'll just quickly read them. So when you think about thoughtfulness, we're looking at nurturing a sensitivity to the little things, seeking to encourage and uplift, and consider details. You're describing it as choosing to see and respond to the little things that make my spouse and others feel loved, valued, and appreciated. So very deep. But in the same time, quite easy to understand, I think.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is focus in on the quality that I, in my marriage, can work on. And I think everybody, if we can focus on what we can do in the marriage, then it contributes to the strength of that marriage. Now, these are designed so that we can use marriage as this arena where spiritual development is encouraged and increases in our own lives, whether our spouse participates or not. So if you say, well, my spouse isn't interested in doing something in this book, well, you can still work on it, because God has designed the marriage for a place for you to grow in your sanctification. And so we're going to work on this to encourage this thoughtfulness in your life, in your marriage. So that's what's going to be most powerful about this chapter.
Yeah. And you actually start with giving an example from your own marriage. Would you like to share that with us? At the beginning of the chapter, you talk about your own kind of the way you and your wife have been learning to look at thoughtfulness and to consider detail.
Well, my wife and I both are considering each other. We're regularly looking for ways to consider the needs that we each have and what that looks like. So, you know, sometimes we sit at the table and in our meal times, and we're talking about the differences that, or the things that we experience in our day. But what's really trying to do is encourage this connection that takes place. So, yeah, I'm interested in the details about my wife and what's happening with her. I want to know what's going on. And when she shares details with me, I want to pay attention, because then I know what's going to be valuable for me to consider. If I then bring that up and say, well, how was that happened yesterday? Or what's the latest update on that particular subject? Then she feels cared for and loved. And so it takes work on my part to do that. But that's what I think builds closeness in a relationship.
Yeah. And how do you advise couples to start understanding and looking at the details in a way that, let's say, makes it easier in the beginning, when maybe they're not used to doing it, and to be able to also to recognize what the other partner actually needs or the area they're keen to talk about. What's your advice there?
Well, we reference a Bible verse in this passage that I really like. I mean, the point here is that in Philippians 2, 3, and 4, it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking at your own interests, but each of you to look at the interests of others. That is a key passage, because I think we tend to look at ourselves. Even in marriage, we tend to think that that person that we're married to is designed to meet my needs. And although there is some truth to that, in order for the relationship to arise to this level of closeness, we must be giving up our own selfish desires and looking at the other person's needs and what's important. So I think that just this idea of being thoughtful, that's really what this chapter is about, focuses on something inside of me that says, I'm going to ask the questions about my spouse, and then I'm going to listen to her responses so that I can be paying attention to what's going on in her life. Or I'm going to know that this particular thing is valuable. So in our relationship, I had, just in my office, I have kind of organized my life with all these stacks. I mean, that's how I live, with stacks of stuff all around me. And I was feeling, as I was doing more in my life, that I would have an organizational consultant come in and give me some advice. You know, what are some ways that I could be more organized? And after we talked for a while, she says, you know, I think you've got a system and I think you like it. It's called piles. And that really freed me up so that I can enjoy my piles and work with my piles. And I like that. Yes, that's true. And my wife knows when she comes into my office, you know, she don't try to rearrange my piles or straighten them up, because that's my organizational system. But at the same time, sometimes I have a challenge in my own bedroom, because I take off my clothes and these clothes aren't dirty enough to put in the dirty clothes, but they're not clean enough to put in the clean drawer again. So I wish I could make a pile, but my wife says, nope, no piles in the bathroom, bedroom. So I honor my wife and I'm thoughtful and I don't have piles in the bedroom. So I think that's just one example in our marriage about how thoughtfulness worked itself out in how we interact together.
Yeah, I think it can be, like you mentioned, on small things or big things. I think sometimes smaller things can be more, let's say, valuable, because there are so many of them. And of course, when you think about big decisions or areas in our lives which we're maybe struggling with bigger things, it's very important to be thoughtful. But I think starting even with something small like that, like just accepting or maybe keeping in mind some of our spouses, let's say, ways in which they prefer things, I think that can be very, very valuable. And I agree, because I can also appreciate when somebody gives me space, or my partner gives me space on how I organize things or how I do things. So I can really appreciate that. And in your book, actually, you have a few examples which you offer about thoughtfulness in action. And you refer here to acts of service or kind gestures of words of encouragement, which can sound almost trivial, but it can go so deep and can go such a long way. I think sometimes we are really underestimating and underrating how important this is, especially in this age where we're so busy on our computers all the time and our phones. I think we really underestimate how important these small gestures and the words and the questions we ask can be. Right, Dr. Scott?
Yeah, I encourage men when they're coming home from work, getting ready to enter the house, to stop, you know, a block away and kind of figuratively throw their stuff out the window, all their care, things they're thinking about themselves, and then take on, you know, what's going to happen when I walk in this door and I'm going to meet kids and a wife maybe, and I'm going to have to engage with them. What are some things that are going on in each one of my children's lives? What are some things that are going on in my wife's life that I need to be aware of and remember so that I can respond in a way that is thoughtful, you know? So I think one of the things we can do is just prepare ourselves better to enter the space of our family or
Mm.
those around us. And if we can do that in a way that's thinking about someone else, then our thoughtfulness starts to increase. So I think it's an important piece. I would encourage, we're just starting out on this and want to improve in this, to just identify three things. You know, what are some three things that I could remember about my spouse right now that I need to consider? And as I do, then I'm going to step into my next conversation and ask a question about those, or just do something. Sometimes thoughtfulness is just, we know what they want. And
yeah.
so we step in and we do it. So if we just start small, I think it starts to grow in us. And that's really the goal here, is to grow some character qualities within us.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, like you mentioned in the beginning of the episode, it's very difficult for some of us to engage in this kind of thoughtfulness if we don't feel that we are reciprocated by the other person, by our partner. How do you encourage people who feel trapped in that place where they're thinking, well, he or she's not doing anything about it, and why should I start? What would you advise people who are feeling in that situation?
It's a good question. And really, that's the premise of my book. The point is, God has you in a marriage in a way that you can develop character. And this is not determined by someone else's response. Your relationship with God is being worked out in your marriage. And whether the other person responds to you or not isn't the measure of success. The measure of success is, did you please the Lord today? And if you're trying to do what's right, and you're exerting yourself in the relationship, even if your spouse doesn't reciprocate, you're growing in your relationship with the Lord. This is something that God is doing inside of you. You're moving along in your sanctification. All of this becomes this very powerful thing that God's doing in your life, and you want to rejoice in that. So you're not looking for necessarily affirmation from your spouse. If you're relying on that, then you may or may not get it. What you're looking for is affirmation from the Lord. And when you've done the right thing, you have that sense of accomplishment, that sense of mission and purpose, and you can be done with your day and say, Lord, I tried to serve you in my marriage today. And so, and you can go to bed saying, okay, I did it. Or you're going to go to bed saying, you know what, I could have done better. And tomorrow I'm going to try a little harder to work on this. And I'm doing it. Why? Why? Because God's working in my heart. This is between me and God. That's why I'm doing these things, not relying on just the praise of a spouse.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Just focusing on our own relationship focusing on our own relationship with God, basically, and trying to look at our own development, if you want to call it like that, or how you call it, a bit in a sense that we need to, yeah, stop looking at the other, and just try to start with us. And that's very powerful, Dr. Scott. And one more question, which brings me towards the end of our episode, is you give here some exercises, and I think they're very powerful. I think especially when we think about type of, you know, the three areas which we can think about, identify three ways to be thoughtful for everybody. I think this is something perhaps after a while we can easily find in the life of our spouse. How would you recommend for people, for couples or for families who don't know how to start at all and who are really stuck in this, let's say, rhythm and kind of feeling maybe exhausted, of maybe they've tried something and it just doesn't show any kind of, let's say, results, or maybe they feel a bit discouraged. How do you encourage them through this?
I would suggest that God uses the small things that we do to refine us, to teach us humility, to develop selflessness in our lives. I think there's a lot of selfishness in family life, whether it's the children being selfish or adults being selfish, and God wants to work that out of us. So remember, love is a very selfless quality, and so we're trying to develop that in our lives, and that means that we may not see the results for a while. We may not see them at all. That's not the measure here. What we're doing is trying to serve the Lord. And then I think if we've got children who are being selfish, they really need to develop thoughtfulness too. So we may set up some plans or some systems for ourselves or for our kids that say, I want you to write down three things that you can do that are ways that you can be thoughtful today in our family. So we're actually teaching children, if we're working with kids in this regard, to be thoughtful. I think that thoughtfulness is a way of life. It's not just a something that's transactional that says, hey, I'm going to do these things so I have some kind of reward. This is something that God wants to develop in us. So it's going to take work, yes. And a very important piece, though, of what God wants to do, I think, in our lives.
Yeah, it's very powerful. And I also want to encourage parents to go back into to our episodes on parenting, which we have about 70 of them at this point. And you can find there episodes regarding selfishness, regarding getting our children to to focus on the right things and to honor others. Another very important aspect, which is very closely linked to thoughtfulness, in my opinion. Dr. Scott, what a great way to encourage families, couples, with this book that you have shared. This book can be found online on biblicalparenting.org. It's a very powerful book, which I really encourage parents to get and to start reading and working through it. Before we finalize our episode, is there anything else you'd like to share as an encouragement or as a reminder for couples out there?
Yeah, I would just say this becomes a value in our lives personally. I think it starts at home, but the impact of being thoughtful radiates to other people, whether it's strangers we meet at the grocery store, or people we see at the office, or others that we meet at church. Thoughtfulness is something we all want to develop because it increases our ability to care for other people, as well as deal with their own tendency to focus on ourselves. So let's work on it. Let's find some ways to be thoughtful and use that quality as something that God can use to refine us and grow us in our own lives.
Yeah, really wonderful thoughts. And do please share this episode if you enjoyed it. If you think of other people that can benefit from it, other couples, please feel free to share this episode, but also other episodes that have spoken to you. We are really encouraged when you're sharing feedback, when you're sharing your thoughts with us in the comments of the episode. So I'm very grateful that we can still do this together with Dr. Scott. He is sharing with us a lot of wisdom, and we are so grateful to be able to share this with parents and with couples out there. Dr. Scott, thank you again for your time, and until next time, God bless you.